Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendships, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating bitchery since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day.
And we're
best friends. You forgot. Didn't you?
What did I forget?
It sounded as if when you were doing that intro, you were like, wait, did I forget what I'm supposed to say? You did!
Well, you know, these are strange times, Joss. I'm sitting here in my underwear on Cape Cod, and you're in your office wearing two pairs of glasses.
This is how it's done now.
Oh, dear. Listen, you know, like, I think everyone's standards are sinking, and I'm happy about that. It makes life really easy. Yeah.
You just do what you got to do. For me, my solution to bifocals is just to wear two pairs of glasses and call it done. That is my solution.
I have laundry in the dryer and no clean clothes, so I'm just sitting here in my underwear.
I think you look fantastic. You have on earrings and everything.
It's kind of my, you know, I got my hair cut, as you can see. And it's
fantastic.
Isn't it cute?
Yeah.
I love it. But it's very, very short, and I feel a little too tomboyish if I don't put on earrings.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I know what you mean, because I keep threatening to cut my hair, which could happen soon.
Yes.
And I think, oh, I'll have to be wearing earrings all the time if I have, like...
It does, like, make you look a little more feminine.
Yeah.
You know, I happen to put them on today. I don't know why. I'm alone here with the dog. The dog loves them. So... We have such an interesting letter today.
We have, we do.
I don't think we've ever had such a letter, and I don't think we'll ever have such a letter again.
I don't believe we will. Would you like to read it, Kristen?
Yes, I would love to.
Please do.
Dear ladies, I am a huge fan of your podcast and listen to every episode. Thank you for all the wisdom and laughs. Today I'm writing to you not about a crappy friend, but about a great one in a crappy situation. My best friend of many years, Felicity, not her real name, started dating a guy about 6 months ago. They met on a dating app and have had a really lovely time together, even through the pandemic and hard times of 2020. Ravi, not his real name, is older, very handsome, and works in advertising. I've only met him twice, and I immediately had a bad gut feeling about him. Although he was polite, he seemed rather cool, maybe shy, and very into himself, like he knew how good-looking he was.
Uh-huh.
Other things that Felicity has told me about him rub me the wrong way, and I just don't like him. Here's the kicker. He grew up in Asia and may be deported next summer. From the beginning of their relationship, Felicity and I have jokingly wondered if they'll get married to keep him in our country. But the other day, he asked her if she would consider that as a serious option. She later told me it sounded like he was proposing a business deal, completely devoid of emotion or romance. She freaked out and accused him of using her just to get a green card. And he freaked out in return, asking her how she could doubt his intentions. Did she think this whole relationship was fake? What kind of a person does she think he is? Etc. Parentheses, gaslighting.
Mm-hmm.
Felicity doesn't feel ready to get married and is very wary of being used, but genuinely loves Ravi. She doesn't want him to be deported, doesn't want to break up with him, but she also doesn't want to marry him for a green card. I don't think he's good enough for her, and I think she deserves better, although I've held my tongue in saying that to her. She admits that he is a very bad communicator and that the fight they had was extremely upsetting. My question is, how do I proceed? How do I support her? I know the decision will ultimately be down to her, but I don't want to see her hurt or manipulated again. Years ago, she was in an emotionally abusive and manipulative relationship, and I'm worried that she may be again. I told her that I think she deserves the best and that I'll support her either way, but this is really hard to come to terms with, and I don't think she knows what to do, and neither do I. Thank you, ladies. Signed, my friend needs to dump Ravi.
Yes, she sure does.
I think you have your answer in your signature line, friend. I think that, you know, it's not an unusual thought process to think I'm dating a guy who, you know, might lose his work visa and that, you know, maybe he's going to ask me to marry him. I think for me, the part that was the biggest red flag was devoid of emotion and this business deal, and that he immediately turned it on her.
Yes.
How could you think I would do this? Is that what you think this relationship is? I agree with you, friend. I think that he was gaslighting her. And I think if he had been a genuine person who was really in love, he would have said, I'm sorry. You're right. This is a horrible way to talk about getting married. Let's pretend I never said anything.
Yeah. Okay. So my answer to your friend, whose name is Felicity, no, and absolutely not no, and I forbid it, because not only does he sound really not great, but it is illegal. It's a federal crime to get married for a green card. Please don't do this.
Oh, that's a really good point, Joss.
You will get caught. Yeah. You will get caught. And I believe, and I can look this up, but I believe the fine is somewhere in the, you know, low six-figure range.
I actually know this.
You do.
Or not, because I wrote a book about a green card marriage, which is wonderful if you're writing romance.
Okay? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not great in real life.
True.
Okay. And what happens with Honor and Tom in The Perfect Match will not happen to your friend.
Right.
But I did research this with an immigration and customs agent. And at the time, the fine was $100,000.
All right.
2 years in jail.
Okay.
And the thing is, you know, if you have to get married and stay married for 2 years, if you divorce in that time, it's considered government fraud.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my recollection, but Felicity can Google that and find out for herself how long she'd be cool on her heels in jail. But the emotional part is, you know, our letter writer is a wonderful friend to this wonderful person. And, she's really stuck between a rock and a hard place, because whatever Felicity does, our friend is going to be there to pick up the pieces. And I was in a situation like this many, many years ago when my friend was engaged to someone I didn't think she should marry.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like it was my duty as best friend to speak now or forever hold my peace, you know?
Right, right.
Rather than doing it at the wedding, I had her visit me and and I said, you know, I'm really concerned that you're not going to be happy and this is not what you deserve. And she thanked me for my concern. She took it really well. She's a, you know, an old soul, even at the time. I think she was 23. But I think you have to speak up as her friend and say, you're asking me because we're best friends and because we go way back, you know, and of course you want your best friend to love the guy that you're with, the person that you're with. I think that's a huge mark of a good relationship is, do my friends like him?
Oh yeah, absolutely. 100%. That makes perfect sense to me.
And so, I mean, I think you, it would be sort of obliged to say, I'm really protective of you. I adore you. I think you deserve the best. And I'm not getting those vibes from Ravi.
Agreed. 100%. But if she gives you, you know, but he's so this, and when he's not this, he's so great. Mm. You then need to come back with, this is super illegal. You will get caught.
And you will be divorced eventually.
You'll be divorced eventually. You know, you'll be with someone you really don't love, you can't trust, who's not a good partner for you for 2 years of your life. You will suffer a lot of emotional scars just because of it.
Right. And you'll have that always with you, my ex-husband.
My ex-husband.
You know? And I say this not because, you know, he's from a different culture or anything like that, but because of the way he sounds.
He sounds awful.
There are plenty of wonderful spouses from, you know, and intercultural, interracial marriages and stuff. It's not about that. It's the business proposition he gave her.
Yeah.
And the way he reacted. I of course it's going to cross his mind, right? But I wonder, when he was on that dating app, was he only going after American young lady?
Ooh, interesting. Yeah.
You know, and so I would just be very honest with her, and I would preface everything by saying, in my eyes, like, I would marry you. I think you're the best person ever. And so what do you deserve? And what does he really bring? Because I suspect this is not the only time he's upset her.
Yeah.
I suspect that, you know, if Felicity scratches the surface, she's going to find some of the things that our letter writer found, which is maybe that he's shallow and a little too into himself and so on and so forth. So I would, you know, without saying, look, he's a jerk and he's self-centered and, you know, he's gaslighting you, because she might stay with him and you have to be aware of that.
Yeah.
Just say, you know, is he as, you know, caring and considerate as you really want in a life partner? And, you know, he's good looking and takes you out to nice restaurants or whatever he does. You know, when does he make you laugh? And, how does he show how much he cares about you? 'Cause that whole, how could you think I would ever think that, you know, he was proposing a business arrangement. If I get deported, would you marry me?
He really is.
And that's not an emotional.
It's totally unemotional business deal. She writes here, devoid of emotion. And then I just want to say that gaslighting usually doesn't happen the one time. So it's usually ongoing. So that she could look forward to that. If she really wants to stay with him, I beg you, a friend, to convince her not to marry him. Stay with him if you want.
Stay with him. Date him.
Date him.
His immigration problems are his.
Yes.
And if he does get deported and sent back to his home country, then that's when they'll learn if their relationship will make it.
Yeah.
Well, what will he do to overcome that challenge without putting her well-being on the line?
Agreed. And the thing that's really important to note here is he may be deported next summer. So if you get married now, immigration's going to kind of get a clue that's what you might be up to. And I can't stress enough, there's prison time, there's a fine. You will ruin your life. Don't do this, particularly for someone who is not as into you as he should be. And he doesn't sound into you at all.
Yeah.
So
please. I think if he had said, you know, I'm concerned that, you know, my work visa is going to run out next summer and I don't know what to do. I don't want to go back. And I mean, Kristen personally don't know the rules of immigration, but he certainly should. And he should be looking at his options now.
Now.
Yeah. And talk to her about the deportation, not how she's going to fix it.
Right.
By marrying him.
Agreed. That's so true.
If he's a wonderful guy and they're meant to be, that's going to come out.
Yeah.
You know, and, but it's not going to, this using her, it really rubs me the wrong way. And our letter writer said he rubs me the wrong way. And I just think that, assuming that our letter writer is a, you know, balanced, intelligent person, and she doesn't like the podcast because, so she already has that in her favor. You know, I think that there's just like, if your best friend is dubious about your boyfriend, that's such a red flag.
It's huge. It really is huge. But again, the gaslighting is huge. The fact that he's sort of cold, devoid of emotion, he's kind of into himself.
Mm-hmm.
And not for nothing, but he's in advertising.
Oh, okay. He's a good one in advertising. I know. I said, as someone who's worked in advertising, we both have, right? So,
I mean, the least he could have done if he's in advertising was he could have given her the hard sell about why he got married, or he should get married. He didn't try.
Why I'm a great guy. He should have pitched it to her, you know?
Yeah. He didn't even try. So, I really don't. I know he's not worth getting federal charges levied against you and fines. He's definitely not worth that. So continue to date him if she wants, whatever. He should be, he has a year to figure out, as you said, Kristen, to figure out what to do about his immigration status. So he better get on that.
Right, right.
Get on that. Hire a lawyer and make it happen.
That's his job. That's not her job.
Absolutely.
And you know, friend, you keep checking in with her.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to bring it up. You mm-hmm. know, this is a big thing that she came to you with. So mm-hmm. be able to say like, hey, I was thinking about your dilemma and I came across this article about fines for green card fraud. And thought you should see it, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You say she's a wonderful friend. I think she'll listen to you.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I do agree. Yeah, good luck for sure.
That's a tough one.
It is.
So that is certainly a unique problem, you know.
Yeah.
My friend might be getting into something illegal.
Yeah.
I don't know, Joss. What do you think? Should we do another letter?
We should. I have one that I would like us to do.
Okay.
Can I tell you the title of it?
Please do.
I've entitled it myself.
Go ahead.
You're Not Black is what I'm calling this letter.
I know that. Okay, go for it, Joss.
Okay. When I met my best friend, Rachel, I'll let you fill in the blank in college. Let's stop that for a second. What does she mean?
Rachel?
But she put in parentheses, I'll let you fill in the blank. I don't know what that means.
I think we're going to know by the end of the letter.
I see. We were fast best friends. We had all these weird coincidences and our friendship felt meant to be. At her best, Rachel is my biggest cheerleader, a trusted confidant, and someone who makes things happen. She's fun and engaging and supportive. We have had a long-distance friendship and talk constantly. I noticed certain things that annoyed me, but I ignored them until recently. There's a lot of stuff that isn't worth getting into. I could talk about the video she sent me about sex while fat and body insecurities, despite that A, I'm not fat, B, I've never expressed insecurities about my body, and C, my sex issues are about childhood traumas she's aware of. I could talk about video calling me completely naked. Good God.
Okay. Well, I have my underwear on, at least. The tank top.
Okay.
Very demure.
Okay, calling me while completely naked while I was sitting next to my father.
Oh, ouch.
Despite knowing that I was with my family, I could talk about her pressuring me to try hard drugs. But here's the real problem. Rachel is white. I am not. She has darker features and loves to talk about how often she gets confused for being not white. Though she looks, to my brown ass, pretty white. She has shown me photos and said how black she looks, and I've watched her edit photos to make her skin darker. She told me that a reference letter mentioned Rachel as a woman of color, but wouldn't show me said letter. She frequently acts as the gatekeeper of black culture and criticizes black people who don't know as much about dance hall as her. She only fucks black men who supposedly like her because her skin is darker. She got box braids, and when someone told her that was cultural appropriation, she told them she was black. Oh, I didn't care until she claimed to be black to justify it. I grew up in a white suburb and went to a PWI.
A pretty white institution? I have no idea what that stands
either,
for.
But that sounds good. So I'm not that sensitive to microaggressions, but from time to time, I would remind her of times the Kardashians, whom she idolizes, came under fire for similar things. Only a few times did she outright say, girl, you're not black. And did I outright say, girl, you're not black. And she was hurt and huffy each time. Most recently, Rachel told me in a voice memo that since I'm lighter skinned and from a wealthy family, she's not sure I qualify as Black and that she's Blacker than me.
Oh, Jesus.
I never responded. She reached out a few times since and isn't sure why I won't talk to her. I don't even know how to have this conversation. If you don't get why that's so fucked up, even when I try to be gentle in the past, I don't know how to explain. I remember the good times, but I'm not sure I can keep being friends with someone so embarrassingly problematic. What do I do? Do I talk to her and try to salvage the friendship? Do I talk to her and end the friendship? Do I take the easy way out and never talk to her again? Please help. Thank you. Yes, Rachel is referenced to Rachel Dolezal. She's the NAACP woman who insisted she was Black.
A white woman who pretended to be Black. Yeah.
Yeah, and got caught very publicly. This is a hilarious letter. Sorry.
Yes, you should dump her. There's something. Absolutely. There's something psychologically wrong with a person who pretends to be from another race.
Yes.
That's what I say.
And criticizes you for not being Black enough.
Right.
No, she's not Black at all. She needs emotional guidance.
She needs some counseling.
She needs lots of counseling. And she's inappropriate in a lot of other ways. The nakedness, the hard drugs. She's trying to get you to do hard drugs.
You got red flags there.
Yeah.
You've seen them. You acknowledge them. How did she sign her name, Joss?
She signed her name. Sorry. She didn't.
Okay. Let's call her I'm Black.
Yes.
Yeah. One of these people is Black and one is not. And I can say, as a white person who, grew up in a white town in a white state, that, when I was a kid, I wished I was something different than white because white was boring. And I wished I was, Asian or Native American or Black or, anything but, mm-hmm. Eastern European, mm-hmm. right? But I was 10,
mm-hmm.
right? And I didn't pretend to be something that I wasn't. So Rachel here, to try to culturally appropriate a culture that has been so discriminated against in America and assume, like, to pretend that you come from that kind of experience, history, culture, it's just so wrong. It's lying.
It is. It's wrong. It's lying. It's way more than appropriation, though, because she thinks she is Black. She thinks she's Blacker than our letter writer, who is the Black one, in fact.
Right, and the idea that there's a way to be Black and that Rachel knows what it is and is lecturing you, that's really offensive, right?
And lecturing other people. But she's not just doing this to her friend. She said, and when someone told her that the box braids that Rachel got was cultural appropriation, she told that person she was Black. So this is what she's telling people generally, that she is Black.
Yeah. And I don't think she understands the anger and the, I would say, fury that kind of move would generate in people of color who have lived the experience. And she just thinks she's more attractive if she says she's Black. I mean, that's just nuts. That's just crazy. And, she has an issue with boundaries, and respect. She was trying to get you to do hard drugs. She's calling you naked. She clearly has some issues. I would tell her myself. Now I'm in my 50s and you sound much younger. And, I would say, look, I don't want to be friends with someone who pretends to be Black. That's, that's just crazy. Mm-hmm. And you have no right to tell me how to behave as a reflection of my culture, of which you know nothing. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I'm sorry, it's really disturbing. And I think you need to see a therapist.
I think that's great advice. to be honest, she doesn't even bother me that much, this Rachel person. I just think she's too crazy to, do you know what I mean? When someone is like, obviously crazy, it doesn't even, their behavior doesn't even affect you anymore because it's just so.
It's too out there.
It's too outrageous. So yeah, she doesn't even bother me anymore. And I mean, I think it's up to you, letter writer, if you would like to do the courtesy of letting her know why you're dumping her. That's on you. I think you could very easily, with full justification, fade out without a word, because her behavior is really outside of enough. I mean, it's not—it's not just that she thinks she's Black. It's that she is talking to you about sex and body insecurities and sex while fat, knowing that you have childhood traumas, which has given you sex issues. She's appearing, you know, naked in a video chat while your father is there, right? Mm-hmm. She's trying to get you to do hard drugs. Yeah, I'm not sure what drew you to her to begin with, but I think if you didn't want to talk to her about this and you just wanted to be done, you know, I support you. Go with God.
Yeah, you know, it's not for you to fix her. Joss has a point.
Yeah.
I think that if you want to get something off your chest, you have every right to just say what you're doing, pretending to be Black, being the Black authority. It's really offensive and it's disturbing and I don't want to be friends anymore. Or you block her phone number and you, you know, the thing is, I don't know if you live in the same town, if you're going to run into her, you know, blocking, ghosting someone is one thing when you don't have to run into them again.
Yeah. But you know what? I would bet that other people that she interacts with thinks that she's pretty nuts also.
Yeah.
If she's running around telling everyone that she's Black, they must think that she's nuts too.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
Time for counseling. And, you know, we're big fans of therapy on this show. So recommending that she get some counseling to figure out her self-esteem issues, that she is pretending to be a different race. You know, maybe that would help her. I don't know. She sounds crazy to me, but, so we've had these two letters where the answers are very clear.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Felicity, you should not marry Ravi. And yes.
Yes.
I'm Black. You get to dump this friend.
Yes.
Our work here is finished, Joss. Yay.
Thanks for listening to Crappy Friends. Don't forget to subscribe to Crappy Friends and consider leaving us a review. Email us your friend stories at theladies@crappyfriends.net. I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Joss Day.
And we're best friends
forever.